Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Abbott. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Corey Koski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Abbott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abbott fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. 1 out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Nixon. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Nixon steals third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a line drive off the glove of Norton, and into shallow right field. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Norton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ordonez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Norton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cameron strikes out. One out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Caruso is 0-for-1 in the game. Caruso hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lawton, who is chasing the ball. Caruso reaches third base with a triple. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Koski hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Nixon. The throw from Abbott to Ventura and back to Durham, and Nixon is out. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball towards right. Lawton catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. Two outs. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Norton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Norton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Norton steals second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive for a single. There's an error on the play. Norton scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron is 0-1 in the game. Cameron is hit by the pitch. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McArdo is 0-1 in the game. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cordova is 0-1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coomer is 0-1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Walker. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Walker steals second. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Steinbach is 0-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Caruso is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Caruso hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears is 0-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Koski is 0-1 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops it up and throws to first, with Abbott covering, for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nixon is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lawton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Nixon moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 0-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Norton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cordova moves to second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Cordova moves to third. Coomer moves to second. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cameron bunts, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McArdo is 0-for-2 in the game. McArdo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Tewksbury covering. Safe. Ordonez moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ordonez scores. McArdo moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caruso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. McArdo moves to third. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Thomas reaches second base with a double. McArdo scores. Durham scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Symes now pitching. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koski is 0 for 2 in the game. Koski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. MacArdo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to third. Chris Latham pinch hits for Marty Cordova. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Latham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Chris Latham now playing left field. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norton takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Robert MacArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. MacArdo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. MacArdo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive beyond short. Mears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caruso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer fields the ball and throws to Rodriguez covering. Safe. Durham moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Caruso tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 7-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Norton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Norton hits a fly ball into left field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Castillo now pitching. Brian Simmons now playing left field. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears is 0-for-3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. 1 out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Koski is 0-for-3 in the game. Koski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Nixon strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.